This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
This is so exciting to bring you a daily devotional each and every day, and we continue our series, Being Like Christ and Part 25. And I just sense it already before I even start how powerful this is going to be. The Gospel of John we're looking at today. The Gospel of John, if you're not sure where that is, in the New Testament, it goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the fourth Gospel. The Gospel of John, the first chapter, the very first chapter. And today, we're looking at verses 12 and 13. Let me bring you those words. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. How powerful is that? But to all, say all, but to all who believed him and accepted him. Now, something I noticed immediately, and it goes along with my philosophy, my belief system, if you will, that those people who have given their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, I personally, and this is my opinion, please hear this, this is my opinion, because many disagree, but I believe that when someone is born again, when someone has given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't believe that someone can lose their salvation. Because I see it again here, and it's almost confirming it to me here, where we see that John says, but to all who believed, that is the past tense, and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. You know, many years ago, this is why I believe this so strongly. Many years ago, I was having dinner with some friends. And we're talking 20 odd years ago now. I'm having dinner with some friends. And we're all having a discussion. And one of those friends, a guy called Ted, was just talking about his son. And just before that, we had been discussing once saved, always saved, or, on the other hand, you can lose your salvation. And this guy sitting next to me, not Ted, Ted was sitting opposite, but this guy sitting next to me was saying, oh yeah, you can lose your salvation. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't believe that. There are too many scriptures to back me up. He said, yeah, there's a lot of scriptures to back me up as well. And this went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and it was getting very heated. And then Ted suddenly said this. He said, I am so worried. I am so concerned. I am scared out of my wits because my son gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and now he's miles away from God, and I can never see him coming back. He is so opposed to the scripture. He's so opposed to Christianity, completely and utterly anti-Christianity. And I said, really? Well, there's one thing we can do, and that is to pray. And at that moment, I felt the Lord's still small voice when he said to me, "He is not lost, nor will he ever be lost." And as soon as I heard that, I brought this to Ted. I said, "I believe the Lord's just said this to me, that he is not lost, nor will he ever be lost." And the guy sitting to my right, he just continued to poo-poo that idea. "No, no, no, no. Don't believe that. I don't believe you heard from God at all." I said, "Fair enough. But I'm telling you, Ted's son is not lost. Now I can hear you saying to me, what happened to Ted's son? I can tell you this. He's a police officer. He's a sergeant in the police service now. And he is the senior pastor of a church in East London that is growing and thriving and continuing to grow and thrive. I know that I know that I know that my Redeemer lives." Somebody asked me that question the other day. The same question. Can I lose my salvation? And this was a reply I gave. I believe this. I believe and I know that salvation is a gift from God. Do I get an amen? Can you agree with me that salvation is a gift from God? Yes, you can. I know you can. Because I know that you know that salvation is a gift from Almighty God. And if we agree that a gift that comes from Almighty God is coming from Almighty God, and that gift is salvation, and I serve a perfect Father, which Father is going to take a precious gift away from their son? The only time a father would do that to a son, take away a precious gift, if that gift was going to harm them. How can salvation harm you? All it can do is bring you joy and bring you a future and a promise of a future with Almighty God, resting in his arms, worshipping him in the Holy of Holies, worshipping him with the cherubim and seraphim, worshipping him in the throne room of grace, and worshipping him along with so many millions of others. And that is our reward for striving to become like his son Jesus. Follow Jesus, but don't only follow him, learn from him. Don't only learn from him, copy him. Emulate him. Be like him in as many ways as you can. And the greatest of those ways is to love like he did, unconditionally. Love one another, says Jesus in this same book of John, in the 15th chapter. Love one another. And then he says, as I have loved you, love one another. And that's what we need to do. As God's love pours into us, as his love enriches our lives, our point is this, that we must pass on that love. We must pass on to that love that we possess because God has brought it into our lives. Because as the Bible says, we were born of parents. We were born of a mother and father. But John says, we are reborn, not with a physical birth, resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth comes from God. A birth that comes from God. And I know a question that is on your mind right now. You are saying these words to yourself: have I been reborn? Am I born again? Am I just a Christian? Am I just a follower of Christ? Or have I been born again? Well, if you want an answer to that question, just take a look at John, the first chapter and the 12th verse, where John says, "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." Beloved, that is what you are. You are a child of God. And I come against anything now in your head, in your mind, that would try to convince you otherwise. You see, that is one of Satan's ploys. He'll whisper in your ear, "You think you're a Christian? Look at the way you live. You are having a laugh." And you just say to him, "Get behind me, Satan. Go to the pit of hell where you deserve, because Scripture tells me that I am born again, and this is why. Because I believe him and I accept him, and therefore, Satan, listen to me, he gives me the right to become a child of God." And you are jealous because you have been banished. Go away. In the name of Yahshua, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, go away and leave me alone. Hallelujah. And glory to God. It is wonderful to be bathed in his glory. It is wonderful to be under his umbrella. It is wonderful to be able to say we have a true and wonderful Father, and he is our Lord. And beloved, each and every day we gather together. That is the whole point that we worship. That is the one thing that we do to give him glory. We worship him. Why? Because he deserves it. Because first of all, he loved us. If you ever thought that it was you who chose Jesus to come into your life, think again. Because in this same book, in the 15th chapter, Jesus says, "You didn't choose me. I chose you." He says to you, "You did not choose me. You may think you did. You did not choose me. Because I chose you. I chose you before the world began. My finger was on the life that you were going to have, and it was on everything you are going to be." You know what? I'm just getting this amazing sense now as I'm bringing you this word, part 25, being like Christ. I'm getting this overwhelming urge to know and say this, that I know this word is seriously blessing you. I know it is. I know it is. And I believe there's tears in your eyes. And I believe you're saying hallelujah and glory to God, because I thought I was lost. I thought I was slipping down this spirally staircase and I could not get up. But Jesus is saying this. Listen. He's saying, "You are mine. Never listen to the evil one, because that is what he is, the evil one. Listen to my voice. You are mine." Jesus says this to you now. You are mine. Thank you, Father, for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.